Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, a new program starting at the DuPage County Correctional Facility. It has to do with horticulture, but it's really kind of an extension of some of the other things they're doing as well. The Sheriff, James Mendrick, joins me on a phone line now. Sheriff, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hey, it's great. I'm so glad to talk to you. Now, this horticultural program is becoming just one of many different programs that you're offering, right? You were telling me about welding and other things like that?
Yeah, this is kind of an evolutional process. We started almost 2 years ago with sanitation certifications, which by an act of God, it was right before COVID, and we're able to transform them into contagion control teams, and that's how we went through 2020 COVID-free in an indoor jail population, which was unbelievable. But then that turned into welding, turned into now we're going to be doing drywalling, painting, tiling, and it led into this horticulture program where inmates actually get to get outside. You know, it makes a big difference to be able to see the sun in the air.
Yeah.
There's a large therapeutic value there. It's teaching them a life skill, and COD is giving them college credits for doing this. Then after any vocational is done, we are also partnered with Suits for Success to where they'll get 3 suits upon release. So when you do job interviews, you're just like anybody else. You know, we try to get people on their feet when they leave our establishment.
What kind of success rate have you had with these programs, Sheriff?
You know what? I would like to introduce our executive director of Just of DuPage, Mike Berry. He can give you some of those specifics. Mike, do you want to jump in?
Of course. So success rates so far we've seen, you know, especially with the drug addiction and or, you know, being involved in the street life, normal relapse rates are between 80-90%, and we're seeing closer to 30% with our graduates. So there's been quite a lot of impact.
That's amazing. Tell me about the gardening program. I understand it's a Zoom classes 1 day a week and then another sort of a lab out in the dirt.
Yeah, we have built a garden in the outside in about, we have 66 large grow pots and then ground plants around it. We'll cultivate probably close to 3,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
We started this last year, and we've expanded it. We doubled it this year, and then we invited the College of DuPage, their horticulture program, and they developed a full credit class of sustainable horticulture and gardening. And so we have a Zoom class with one of the professors on Monday for our students. We have 8 students enrolled. And then the professor comes out on a Wednesday, and they go into the garden themselves and do everything hands-on.
What are you growing?
We're growing everything from peppers, tomatoes, onions to oregano, and we're growing potatoes and hay bales and cucumbers and squash. A lot of things that are hearty, and we're going to donate all the food to the township food banks.
Well, that's good because the inmates would be very tired of squash by the time that season's over. I've been through that.
Yes, they would.
No one wants that. But it is such a great idea that you know, you're teaching these guys a skill. You're giving them a leg up when they're out, but you're helping the needy in the community too.
Yes, exactly. It's both ways.
We've had a lot of success with that, too, because we do feed needy people programs, too. We've fed over 15,000 families this year alone through Meals on Wheels and the National Food Bank working with the Sheriff's Office. So we've had to convert kind of what we do a little bit to the new societal needs because, you know, if you look and drive down the highways, there's a really large marked up number of homeless and hungry people, and people in need after a certain amount of time get desperate. So this, I look at it as a law enforcement function to try to take some of the pressure off and get people placed in housing where we can, get them food, get them to the needs for a new growing community of impoverished in DuPage County.
Yeah, I have friends who work in different sorts of things up in Lake County, and you know, just the human contact and the hand out or the hand up, it's so beneficial in so many different ways. So Mike, everything is sold fresh, or you don't have any sort of processing or canning or anything like this of the vegetables?
No, everything is fresh, and we go out and harvest what is ready to do every week, and then we package up and we bring it to the food banks.
And you're growing potatoes and hay bales, you said?
potatoes and hay bales.
I love that. Yeah.
It's an experiment, but it's starting to work. I mean, you cut up potatoes, you put them in the hay bale, and at the end of it, you pull the hay bale apart, and the potatoes have spread throughout.
Well, I like that because, I've tried to grow potatoes too, and you often do mound them up with straw and things like that, so it only makes sense that you would do it in a hay bale, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, so we're doing that for the first time, but we are seeing some growth. We have help from the Cantini people have sent out their greenhouse manager, and Prosex Garden Center has donated quite a lot of these. So besides the professors, for the first time, we have local help.
I like to, Chef, I want to go back to the sanitation. You said you had a mm-hmm. graduates in that program, and they helped you during COVID. Did you say you were COVID-free?
Yeah, can you believe it? So we didn't use rocket science. We used simple science. Basically, prior to COVID starting, we had our sanitation teams. We converted them to contagion control teams and doubled them. So all our touch surfaces are as clean as possible. I take the Pepsi challenge against any correctional facility on cleanliness. We externally vented our HVAC system and dialed it up at 125% to clean the air. And we have 17 negative pressure cells. And then to finish it off, anybody new, even if you're not sick, you go to a vacant fourth floor and incubate for 15 days before touching general population. So that kept an indoor environment, 500 people environment with 200 employees, so 700 people, but 200 come in and out every day. And for the entirety of 2020, we were able to keep COVID out with that process.
That is a pretty remarkable. I mean, that's got to be very unusual, isn't it?
Oh, it's actually terrifying because there were at least 10 times we would receive people who screened with COVID. They almost got in, but we had really stringent screening processes, and then we use those negative pressure cells and don't let them into the general population. So it was trying to get in the whole time. So we had scare after scare after scare. I had brown hair 2 years ago. It's white now.
I think that's the case for a lot of us, Sheriff. How has the pandemic impacted crime in DuPage County?
It's really impacted crime in myriad of different ways. Let's start with PTSD-like symptoms. The lockdowns, the lack of human contact. You know, everything that we do in our correctional facility, rehabilitations, it works so much because it's one-on-one contact. You can't do proper drug recovery or AA through a Zoom meeting. So it took that away for a lot of people. And, you know, we kept that going during the pandemic. So our services were probably the only open psych and drug services available. The only place you'd be able to get them is within a correctional facility. And that living in fear does something to people. You know, people live in fear of this pandemic for a full year or more. And that changes people. So you're cooped up, you're living in fear. Crime rates are going up dramatically. A lot of that is from people losing their jobs, you know, especially any theft crimes and violent crimes have gone up. Pretty good drug overdoses have gone up significantly. So, yeah, it's had an effect on society that we're not done seeing the effect of.
I know you guys, your people patrol a lot of roads, too. I was surprised that the number of crashes, the raw numbers are up dramatically. You'd think there'd be fewer people on the road and crashes would go down. Have you noticed an increase in crashes?
Well, I'll be honest with you. During COVID, when I can't remember which agency, it might have been state, said that basically we're not going to be doing traffic stops anymore. That statement gave people the belief that all bets were off, and it's like been like the Autobahn on the highways ever since.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and I hate to say it, when you tell people, even if you are going to reduce traffic stops, I understand that, but telling the public you're not going to stop can create people feeling that they just can't get in trouble for anything. And that's how people are driving. I can't believe how many times I have to just turn the lights on in my squad just so people see that there's a policeman around and they're, you know, road raging each other. It's getting pretty bad, the traffic accidents and the fatalities. We also do a thing called Merit, where we've combined all 36 municipalities' major crime task force with the county. So they're all one big multi-unit team. And you would think that SWAT is a big thing. Well, you know, we do have a 100-person SWAT team and all that, but it's the accident reconstruction section that's by far been the biggest countywide concern. That's where we're handling most of our big crashes.
They're having impact in so many ways we didn't expect. James Mendrick is the sheriff of DuPage County. Michael Berry joins us as well to talk about these great programs they're doing out there. Listen, gentlemen, thanks very much to both of you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us on your show. You know, we want people to see what we're doing. You know, I think we're doing a lot of noble things. I know I go home and feel good about this stuff. Mike Berry is the best with this. I couldn't be doing this without his help. And thank you for getting our message out.
Always nice to talk about the good stuff. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.